can we do it? This would be like a Seinfeld type episode, a whole show about nothing, and it's literally just us sitting here talking.
I mean, there is something kind of fun about that.
There is.
But
now I want to jump to ostriches for some reason, and I don't know why.
I think we should.
Did I ever tell you about the ostrich chasing my grandmother down the road?
No, but I, just hold on. All right, guys, welcome back to Impact Defense Podcast. This is episode 136 and the official end to season number one.
Wait, there's 136 episodes in a season?
We're going to get into that. Okay. All right. So moving forward with the Impact Defense Podcast, we have learned a little bit about ourselves. Number one, doing 136 episodes. We actually did a whole lot more than that. We've discussed that in some other episodes. We have lost episodes that did not record for some reason. It is terrible. Probably the worst. Well, we'll get into that too. We're going to get into some like our favorite moments and our least favorite moments. But moving forward with the Impact Defense Podcast, we are going to work on or work with doing two seasons per year with a break in between. The plan is that we are going to do 22 episode seasons and then have a little bit of a break, and then we'll have come back with another 22 episode season and just kind of keep going with that and plan on having two seasons per year. That will give us about a 5-week break in between each season. We need that time. That is something that we have learned.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even here for every episode. And yes, I think that's a great idea.
I have learned one thing about myself is I have learned that mental breaks are a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And Gentry is here.
Hey, Gentry's here.
Hi.
Hey.
Who's surprised?
Oh, Jade is surprised. Okay. All right. So I thought we would have some fun since we're going to do this. There's no telling where this episode's going to go. So just hold on tight and hang on. Yeah, because this is going to be interesting. The first thing I would like to do is please, Gentry, explain your irrational fear of wolves.
I don't know. I've just always been afraid of wolves. And I had forgotten that we mentioned that in an episode.
We did mention that in an episode.
Right here. But yes, I don't know.
The Ask Me Anything episodes?
Yeah, we were talking about irrational fears.
Irrational fears?
Yeah, and mine was wolves.
I don't remember any.
That's okay.
But I just want to know where in the world this came from because I grew up, and you and I grew up around the same time. Mm-hmm. Some of the movies that were coming out at the time, you know, all these things, I thought wolves were awesome and really cool. I didn't say I wanted to go hug one or anything, but I looked at it, I was like, wolves were like freaking awesome.
I just always, you know, you look out at the woods and I just expect to see some wolves' eyes glowing and they're just sitting there, you know, baring their teeth waiting on me. And I don't know. It's just.
So what I hear mm-hmm. is that you heard the story of Little Red Riding Hood entirely too often.
Maybe. But no, I don't know where it came from.
Okay.
But yes, it's still there, and I don't really have too many fears, but the thought of a wolf, it bothers me.
You didn't have any older siblings that scared you with the thought of wolves in the woods, did you?
I had one older sibling that scared me with everything he could possibly think of to scare me with, because it was entertaining to him. And he was 5 years older than me, and it was, you know, anything to scare somebody or aggravate somebody. He is in his mid-40s now, and he still loves to sneak up behind people and scare the snot out of
them. As an older sibling, I understand mm-hmm. the joy in that. Yeah. And also the joy as a child of scaring the crap out of your mm-hmm. younger sibling.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
When my twin brothers were born, and they were finally starting to get old enough to come outside with me and my oldest brother, he didn't want them following us around because, you know, when you're young, you don't want your younger siblings following you around, especially since the twins were into everything. They were everywhere. And even before they could walk, they were able to, one of them huddle into turtle position under a door and the other one climb on top of them to open that door.
Oh.
So they were able to open doors long before they should have been able to because there were two of them. So there was no privacy with them around. So whenever they were finally old enough that mom started letting them go outside with us, we would, it was my older brother's idea, I swear. Because I wouldn't have thought to be this mean. But he told them that we had coyotes in the woods. A very reasonable thing, because we do have coyotes mm-hmm. in the woods, but we all know that they don't actually bother people unless they have rabies, you know?
Or unless you come up on their den.
Right.
I've heard stories as well.
That's true. But we told them that there were coyotes in the woods and that you had to fight them off all the time. And so every time they considered it, I was like, really, really carefully consider it. Because
are you prepared to fight that coyote?
Are you prepared for the coyotes? And what we didn't know is it was even more terrifying for them because they actually needed glasses and we didn't know at that time. So they already couldn't see very far. So beyond a certain point was just unknown to them. So like when they look up at the trees, they can't see the individual mm-hmm. leaves. It's just fuzzy. Yeah. And so just the fact that they can't exactly, they don't have a very large range of motion. They don't know what's behind it. It was almost like if we were in the dark telling ghost stories kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because they can't see. But yeah. So they for a long time were terrified of the coyotes in the woods, and it was just because we were mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So aside from just random stuff that I thought we would talk about, I did think we would kind of discuss a few of like favorites mm-hmm. things. Favorites, maybe least favorites or everything like that. I'm just out of curiosity, what is everyone's favorite episode that we have done?
I love several of the ones with Steven, but I think my favorite one overall was the one that we lost from Dr. Sharice Johnson.
Yeah.
The very first one we did. The second one was great too, but meeting her and getting to ask questions the first time was definitely my favorite.
There was something really, really good about that one. I was actually going to ask your favorite lost episode as well. So we'll say that's your favorite lost episode. Okay. What's the favorite episode that we actually got to air?
I can't remember the name of it, but probably one of the first ones we did with Steven, where he was just basically going off about cop stories, pretty much. You know, it was just an almost ADD episode of him talking about cop stories. It was hilarious and entertaining.
Steven is quite hilarious and entertaining, and that's definitely something we're going to have back on for another season at some point in time.
But you've got to remember that my memory basically goes out of the window. Unless we have a guest, I pretty much forget the episode right after we film it. Almost every episode is like, we just started the podcast for me because I can't remember them.
It's like I'm in Dory sitting over here.
I know. It's my brain basically wipes the information. It's like, that's not important.
So I just recently watched that movie.
I remember most of the conversations I think we've had, but I just remember them as conversations. I don't remember them as part of the podcast.
All right, Kylie, what would be your favorite episode of the podcast?
The one with Sharice Johnson.
Okay, I can believe that because Kylie had a whole therapy session in the middle of the episode mm-hmm. and everything.
Yeah. Unpacking all of her childhood trauma.
I know, from her father. What would you say, Gentry?
Probably my favorite would be, I have several, but the ones we were doing on pressure testing, I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
Nothing specifically from that, just the fact that we were discussing that, and I remember us having a really good discussion around pressure testing. Also, I really liked the one we did on intuition.
Yes.
So, both of those. And then you always come back to Steven. And that last one that we did when Steven and I were both on here and he went off on telling the story about the guy he was arresting that was on his way to court already and he got out of the driver's seat after he got pulled, got in the back. That one was very entertaining.
Yeah. I think anything with Steven's going to be definitely entertaining.
Right.
You know, it's funny. I really enjoyed the one where we, and this was an old one. I don't know if this is my favorite. It's funny, when I ask a question like this, I should have an answer for it, but I didn't. I just thought, let me think of how many different favorite things we can have. One that sticks out to me, though, is an old one, believe it or not, was the one where we reacted to a lot of the TikTok comments that we had. That was one that kind of stands up there. Honestly, though, I think my favorite one was the one we did about, and I know I had some people tell me they even had to turn it off, but it was the one we did about the guy who had trafficked that young lady because you know it's kind of a warning to people,
right?
Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about that, I hate that story, you know,
right.
itself. But it's the idea that we want people to understand the seriousness of that situation. Mm-hmm. Gentry, you had mentioned beforehand, and I have yet to decide if I'm going to have it in the intro or not, about an ostrich. Please explain.
I don't know. I mean, we were just jumping around from topic to topic. And the next thing I know, my brain jumps to an ostrich. And did I ever tell you the story of when the ostrich was chasing my grandmother down the road?
No.
Okay. I thought I had told this story at some point. Have you heard that story?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I am not.
You've definitely not told it on the podcast.
There's no way for it to be a bad story, even if the whole story was just, so there was this ostrich that chased my grandmother down the road. Yeah,
very true.
Okay. So this particular grandmother, she actually just passed away a few weeks ago. She was maybe 5 foot tall. I don't think she was even all the way to 5 feet tall. Mm. She drove a little blue Festiva. So just think tiny and tiny. Just the whole thing is very small. She lived just up the road from where we did when I was growing up. She did not know that there was an ostrich farm up the road from her. Now, you know, the story would be funnier if I didn't tell you that to begin with, but we knew it. She did not.
Yeah.
She left her house one day. She was going up the road, and all of a sudden, she sees something moving in her rearview mirror. And it is a giant bird chasing her full speed in her little Festiva down the road. So here goes little blue Festiva, tiny little woman. She had to sit on a pillow to drive because she was, I'm serious, she was not very tall.
New fear unlocked.
And there is an ostrich full speed chasing her down the Festiva, road.
That ostrich may have been out running, maybe been out ape.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you have a stroke?
It probably looked like an oversized insect to the ostrich. Anyway, so she calls us. She's telling us there was an ostrich chasing me. I'm telling you, I was not drunk. There was an ostrich chasing me down the road. I got turned around. That thing was right there in my window. It followed me. I got back home, and I tried to get in the house as quick as I could, and I know nobody's going to believe me. And we're all sitting there going, you realize that there's an ostrich farm right there? And she's like, what? One of their ostrich got loose, and she had no idea. She thought she had lost her mind. Nobody was going to believe her, and there's just this ostrich chasing her down the road. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But
just an ostrich backpacking came home.
She just happens to be the one it runs into, which, you know, for
wait,
her,
I just need a ride.
But yes, no, that we were just talking before the podcast started, and that kind of came to my mind. No, it's fine. I still love that story.
Yeah. Okay.
What's everyone's least favorite news story?
Least favorite?
Least favorite news story.
I probably can't remember my least favorite if it was boring.
Yeah, unfortunately, the news stories, if that was not a good news story, I kind of just file that into file 13. The trash, you know, just in case you've ever heard that. I remember being baffled
when I discovered that a lot of like hotels and like cruise ships and stuff don't have a floor 13.
Why?
Like, the cruise ship we went on, it didn't have a floor 13.
Why?
It's supposed to be bad luck.
13 is supposed to be a bad luck number.
So they just don't have a floor 13.
Wow, Kylie didn't even know that.
They didn't even have a 13. Like, there is no floor 13 button on the elevator. Mm-hmm. It just goes straight from 12
to
14.
Never seen a 13th floor. If you pay attention, next time we go to a hotel somewhere, it'll go 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16.
Mm-hmm. Poor child hasn't seen enough of the world to know that.
I know. She's been in a hotel. Sheltered. She's never paid attention.
I feel like we should start asking our children, well, you know, my children and other, you know, random children, what floor is missing on an elevator? What?
All right, go ahead, Jenna.
Okay, this is just random, but I was just thinking about it because it technically relates to what we do. Someone said, this was on an online video or reel or something, I don't know. It said, one of the benefits of living in a very hot environment, like we've been living in the past 3 weeks, is that you know that there's no murderer waiting to kill you in the backseat of your car because they'd be dead.
That is true.
So, guys, next time you're ungrateful for your hot vehicle, just remember that it might have just saved your life.
I don't get it.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been sheltered.
No, that has nothing to do with being sheltered.
Are you still on floor 13, or are we on to what I was just talking about?
What you were just talking about.
So, anyway, what is everyone's favorite personal defense weapon?
The Munoz thing that I stole.
The Munoz, yeah, you stole it, so yeah. I mean, you stole it from me, but still,
from you.
So if you don't know what a Munyo is, it's that little keychain, personal keychain self-defense thing. It's kind of like a Kubaton, except it's not. It's made of a very high-grade plastic, and it's pretty neat.
Okay, are we going practically or just
the
thing that we love?
Let's do practically first, okay?
Practically, my favorite is my tactical pen. It's easy and right there, and I have it in my clipped on the outside of my purse all the time. Just it just looks like a pen, and it's right there. I love my tactical
practically
pen.
Mine's still going to be a firearm.
Mm-hmm. Practically, mine's a firearm. Practically, what is in my hand, the biggest key holding it properly on my keychain.
Firearm is just not my favorite, only because I hate the idea of having to use it so much that it could never be my favorite.
Well, no, I mean, I don't want to use it, but still, yeah, at the end of the day, and I am going to carry something, it's going to be the firearm, you know?
That and my keys are the only ones that are always with me, so I mean...
Okay, impractical that we just love.
Tactical umbrella. I love it so much. I want to hit something with it.
I really think you need to just go walking down the street with it, just for fun. Just go for a stroll with your tactical umbrella.
Just wait for the opportunity. It's like, give me all your money. Oh my gosh, you have no idea how long I have waited for this opportunity. Can I just shake your hand real quick? Thank you. Ask that question again. Okay, what are you going to do if I don't? Really? Is that an actual threat? Like you're actually going to do that? Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I have one that's impractical. I mean...
Are we on the security camera smiling the whole
Windex.
Time?
I'm willing to use anything.
Windex or glass. Well, I mean, no, I mean, that's, you know. Okay, it doesn't have to be impractical. The tactical umbrella is not impractical.
But something that but maybe you're like, not going to carry all the time, but just something that you would geek out about.
I really like the stinger.
The stinger?
I really do. I mean, you don't have to use the alarming part of it, but if you need to, it's there. And
it's like a more violent Kubaton.
Exactly.
With a siren.
Right. You
know? Yeah.
With the seatbelt. I hate the stinger, but it's just because of the loud noise.
The first time I heard it.
It made my whole insides jump. Because it was so loud.
So, you know, we need to update. We've said we needed to update the video on the tactical umbrella, and we need to do that. I think the opening should just be Jada just beating the crap out of Bob with a tactical umbrella.
Absolutely.
Just going like eight. Just, you know.
Oh, I will say.
Wait. It would get attention at the very beginning.
Before I say it, was anybody else planning to do one that was absolutely an impractical weapon before I say what I'm about to say?
I don't know.
Okay, so I was not involved in this, but I absolutely love the video that y'all did for the pocket staff because that is very impractical and it was thoroughly entertaining.
So, okay, yeah. The big thing about the pocket staff is, and I think I even said this at some point in time, if you pull that thing out and you go, and it shoots out, then you might get some people go like, holy crap, and run. You know, it's possible. That is possible. But the moment swing at it, or swing it, it's... Everybody knows that is the biggest piece of crap I've ever seen.
I'm sorry.
All she could think of was me getting hit in the nuts.
What about your favorite improvised weapons?
Favorite improvised weapons? Oh. Kylie, what's your favorite improvised weapon?
Baseball bat.
That is not what I thought she was going to say.
That is not what I thought she was going to say.
We all know what we thought she was going to say.
Windex?
No, I keep hitting my face on the microphone. And I'm
then
not
what? Sure. What you thought I was
going
to say?
Told you I was dizzy. Or
what
not
you
dizzy.
Thought I,
what you thought I was going to say?
What you thought I was going to say?
English is not working right today.
It's the water.
Coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, because when we did seminars and stuff, it was like coffee.
We had that whole episode on the convenience store weapons, and all she kept doing was coffee, to where we were like, what are you going to do with the coffee? And we had to go step by step. And then Jada throws in the sipping from the hip thing. So that was one of my favorite comments.
Jitri remembers
what
things
in
the podcast.
What?
Sipping from the hip. Remember, we kept trying to get Kylie to explain what she was going to do with coffee.
I gotcha.
And she's like, and you hold it, you know, not down here, but up here. And you're like, sipping from the hip. And I'm over here. Like,
I don't remember my sarcastic comments.
See, I remember that one because it struck me as so funny, and I don't know why, but the sipping from the hip thing just really...
I am blown away with what you can remember from these podcasts.
I am a visual person. I can envision that part.
Things I'm a very visual person, too, but all of my visions go away. All right, my favorite, gasoline. Gasoline is my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you're using pumping, the gas pump. If you're pumping, not otherwise.
Just, Jada carrying a bucket just of gas.
Carry gasoline around.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's an improvised weapon. Right. So it can be any situation. It's just like whatever improvised weapon mm-hmm. for any specific situation you might think of. Yeah. My favorite is the if you're at a gas pump and you are pumping gas, just use the gasoline.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would agree.
There are these water bottles that I don't carry mine anymore because I gave mine to one of my kids.
The club-shaped ones?
Yeah. You know the one that Gage carries? I don't know if you remember. Yeah. Okay, so that one we would keep in there. You know, it's like a normal bottle shape, but it's just perfect for grabbing right here. And it is a heavy metal water bottle.
I've heard about
that, yeah. And that was one thing I always told my kids. Like, once my oldest kids were teens, if I ran into a store or something, like, lock the doors. I don't normally leave you in here, but I'm literally going in to get one thing, and it's not worth unloading four people. Yeah. And so I would leave that water bottle in the cup holder, and whoever was the teen that was sitting in the front seat, I'd be like, look, if anybody tries anything, grab that water bottle and just beat the snot out of them. I'm telling you, one hit from that water bottle, and you're going to be disoriented.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that I used to, if I had it in my hand, I would just go ahead and flip it over and hold it like that. And I might have looked like a psycho.
Gentry's just mantle is a collection of severely dented metal water bottles.
Yes.
As remembrances of the times she used.
I really like that one. But go
mine
ahead.
Is pretty much anything like heavy that I can get my hands on.
Uh-huh.
Because I just, you know, grab it and smack it into somebody.
Yep.
And
Brian likes bricks.
Yeah, I mean, that would work. I would have no problem with bricks. Whatever it would take, you know, I'm pretty simple. Mm-hmm. I like to hit things. It's pretty simple. So
I like the idea of standing very still and just being like, oh, you're threatening me. And then just lifts the gasoline out of the truck. Just like you're watering your garden with a hose. That's how I pick. Just standing very chill. Finish filling up. And we leave.
I was expecting Jada to go, anybody got a light?
Easy to identify.
Casually call the police when you get home and be like, this person threatened my life today. I sprayed them all over with gasoline so that I could get away safely. They looked like this. You'll know them because they smell like gasoline. I don't think that it washes out.
Not too easily, I would imagine.
I'm all hung up on gasoline.
It's all good. What's your favorite home defense weapon?
Home defense.
Either Windex or a baseball bat.
My tactical flashlight.
Sorry, again, I'm a visual person, and I just see Kylie standing. Don't come in or I will Windex you.
Yeah, that's a lie, because mm-hmm. Kylie, when she was at home.
She would use
a
chair.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that was because she had it. No, her favorite has to be the baseball bat, because anytime she's been at home by herself and we come in, she has a baseball bat on her shoulder, like a la Harley Quinn, you know, kind of just like.
I really like what they've done with Harley Quinn.
I really don't know that much about Harley Quinn, to be honest with you. I'm just, you know.
I like the new movies with her in them.
Okay.
But probably inappropriate.
Okay.
But very funny.
But yeah, she's just standing there with a baseball bat on her shoulder, just like, try me. Yeah, or if she answers the door.
Yeah. You know, I have a baseball bat that I probably should just give you. Because Cody painted one for me for a Halloween costume one year. And you've probably seen a picture of it, but he just painted the word oops.
Is it in dripping blood or is it normal colors? Okay.
Who is everyone's favorite sponsor of the podcast?
Blackout Coffee.
I told you. I just got a new cup.
Yeah.
Not one of these. It's like the actual coffee cup style. And it has something on both sides of it and on the bottom. So like when you tip it up, you see something on the bottom too. Yes. I got a t-shirt.
We got offered a new sponsorship, right?
Yes.
And that would be my new favorite.
Yes.
Because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we revealing that one yet?
Oh, I don't know. I did just accept it and do everything. Mm. I mean, it's official.
All right. Well, then SIG is one of our sponsors now. And so that is my, that's definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
Sponsor.
Yeah.
I carry a SIG.
I love Blackout Coffee, but.
My husband carries a SIG.
That's my gun. My gun's a SIG.
Mm-hmm. You like their ammunition.
I love their ammunition. That's all I carry. And technically speaking, it's SIG ammunition and stuff, not their actual guns that are doing the sponsorship stuff. So all I carry is SIG ammunition for everyday carry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I use. All right. What is everyone's favorite news story of the podcast?
The alligator.
The alligator. I told you, I keep hitting my face on the microphone today, and I don't understand why. It's just like, wham.
That's just the one that I think of most often. When I think of our news stories, it's the dude that picked up the alligator and used it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that one with a very close second to me would have to be the one about the dog that shot its own owner.
Yes, that one.
That one came to mind.
Yeah.
I still think that that was probably something where he stupidly shot himself and then blamed the dog.
I feel that like that, too. I really do.
It was still entertaining, though.
Yeah. I mean, I've never, ever, ever heard of that. I know that my brother, after that episode, came back and said, actually, statistically, there are more dogs that shoot their owners than cats that shoot their owners.
That's why I'm a cat
cats
person.
Cats kill you in your sleep, and you don't know how they killed you.
Probably by smothering you.
Probably.
The allergies alone would probably kill Kylie. But yep. Anyway.
Man's best friend. No. Let's go with just some notable episodes.
Okay. Like,
they may not be our favorites, but they're just notable. And mine, my favorite, like, just notable ones, you know, are ones that I don't think I was actually in. No, I definitely wasn't actually in these episodes. Which are also the only episodes that I listen to, are the ones I'm not in. Anyway, I liked the one where you had all the pastors on.
I was actually going to mention
doing
that,
the security team.
One episode that turned into three.
Yes.
That we could have easily done four with.
It was a very interesting group of very different pastors.
It was.
Can we mention that when you were recording, that was the day that you again locked yourself out of the building and I had to leave my house that morning to come let you and all the pastors in because you were standing on the sidewalk locked out of the building again? Sorry. I'm a visual person. All I see is all y'all standing in front of the door. That's what I remember from that episode.
I think Gentry hates the fact that she lives the closest to the school. Because she's the person that I call. Say, hey, Gentry, we locked ourselves out.
Well, I've only ever locked myself out of the building whenever I'm with you. Because I assume you have keys.
Oh, no. You called me.
Oh, no, I did. But here's that situation. That wasn't I stupidly locked myself out of the building. Mm-hmm. That was I was taking out trash and the door was open. And then all of a sudden, just huge wind gust and slammed the door on me.
Oh, I didn't hear this one.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where y'all were, but you were not around.
Obviously.
You were gone somewhere, and it was just us. And she calls. She's like, I'm outside. Or no, did you go to Char's and use a phone? Or did you have your phone?
I had my phone.
She had her phone. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because I listen to stuff whenever I'm here cleaning alone and just leave my phone in my pocket. Mm-hmm. And every time I take out trash now, you'll see me kick something in front of the door.
Yeah.
Brian's seen me do it, too.
I've seen you do it.
It's because she locked herself out.
The wind locked me out. I'm still annoyed by that. We were on just episodes that we found notable.
Mm-hmm. Episodes that we found notable. Yeah, for me, it was the ones with the pastors on there because that wasn't interesting. You know, talking about church security, talking about different things along those lines, and just having that very interesting and diverse group of pastors on one podcast was rather interesting. And something that I would definitely do again.
I think also any episode that has Tim in it is notable just because he's so experienced, has such a wide knowledge base.
Oh, because I find him to be entertaining as well. So, you know, there's that.
And his Pepsi.
Yeah, he loves his Pepsi.
The cool, refreshing.
He's shooting for that Pepsi sponsorship, you know.
What are your favorite topics that we've covered in the podcast?
The grooming episodes, but geared toward kids.
That was your favorite. Yeah, that's the most prepared I've ever seen Kylie. Mm-hmm.
Educating sure. kids about grooming, yes.
Yep.
I don't know what the episode is called, so I just kind of...
I think it was called Grooming.
Was it?
Something. I think it had grooming in, though.
I don't know. I can't remember.
It was more recent, so...
It was more recent. And sometimes I try to remember not to... I try not to have the recency bias kind of thing of everything. And I'm trying to think back. You know, it's something that we get on often, and we have hit it many times in many different episodes, whether we mean to or not. But talking about social media and things to do on social media. Because I think some people just completely, oh, man, they screw that up.
I thought an interesting one we did was about awareness and then awareness games that you can play to keep yourself sharp, you know?
Yep.
Like the one where if we were to close our eyes right now and one person removed something from the table, would we be able to tell what that one thing was?
I mean, I would hope so.
There's not I mean, there's the really table. Not much on the table.
It's like, oh, there's three cups now instead of four. And one microphone is gone. It's
like, oh, well, someone just put their hand down. You know, that'd be a way to do it. Anyway, but yeah, awareness games and different ways of sharpening that. I think anytime we talk about awareness is good.
Yep.
I think a really good one that we did was when we covered, ways to keep yourself safe in public, in, like, elevators, public transportation, when you're running, things like that. Just when you're out in public, ways that you can, you know, simple things like when you're in the elevator standing beside the controls, you know, being aware of who's about to get into the elevator, maybe not getting in there with them.
Yeah.
That was a really informative one.
Mm-hmm.
That we covered a lot in, and we didn't have too many rabbit trails.
Unlike this episode, which is all rabbit trails.
Right.
We fell down the whole rabbit hole, actually.
Yeah.
But I think that was almost kind of the purpose of this one. I admittedly, and a lot of it's because, well, not really. I think it's because I enjoy talking to friends. Mm-hmm. So the ones where we reminisce about things, I think is always kind of fun. So I know when we had Scott on here, Scott Clausen, and we just like shot the crap about like everything that used to happen and all these different things. And then talking about stories that have happened in here and other things. And then, you know, when we had Steven and we just had that with doing, you know, that kind of stuff is just fun too, I think. But those are just fun episodes. Just nothing really great and wonderful about them. It's just, it's fun. Yeah. It's fun for me because I like talking to people that I like.
Yeah,
I need eye drops.
All of this. I think there was like 50-some minutes of recorded stuff beforehand. There's 24 minutes now. My question is, are we going to end up with an episode that's longer than 20 minutes? Who says yes?
Yes, this will be longer, longer than 20 minutes.
Longer than 20. What do you say? Longer Maybe. Than 20? Okay, what about 30?
I think 36 minutes.
You think 36 minutes. Jada says not over 30. Kylie says not over 30.
I am saying 36-minute episode is what this is going to be.
This is a 36-minute episode.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, we'll see.
Okay.
It would be cool if it ended up being 36.
At this point in time, that's what I think.
Honestly, you might be right.
Okay. 36 Guys, just thank feels... you very much for listening to this episode of the podcast. We will see you back in just a few weeks. If you are missing any of our content, head over to YouTube. If you don't already catch it on YouTube, check us out over there because we will be releasing some other videos. We've got some tactical pen videos and some other videos that are coming out. I know I've got a new Alien Gear holster that we just did a review on. That should be coming out within the next few weeks as well. Anything else from the Peanut Gallery?
No, I'm good.
You good? Rest of you okay?
Sure.
All right. Goodbye. We'll see you guys in just a few weeks.
Where are we going?
What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Impact Defense Podcast. This is episode 136 and the official end to season number one.
I forgot.
Man, that really took the wind out of the sails, didn't it?
Well, I mean,
it's kind of the most interesting thing that's happened in, like, a while.
Especially the most interesting interruption.
Mm-hmm. Kylie recovered quickly, all things considered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't fully recovered. She'll crash
later.
You're probably
going to crash later.
You're going to crash really hard tonight.
So eventually in another podcast we'll have, what's the most interesting thing that's ever happened during a podcast? Mm-hmm. This one will come up.
So let us tell you about the time we were filming our last episode of the first season.
We're going to play some audio for you. Just sit back and enjoy the panic.
I think you should leave an Easter egg and just put a little sound effect in between when like that happened and when we started back. And then later on, it's just like, if you go back and listen to that episode, right in the middle, you'll hear this sound effect. That's when this was going on. That's when,
like, throwing the things off and everything.
And I'm like, take my car.
Glad I put the sweat shields in there.
Well, I'm tired now. We can go home, right?
Yeah. It feels like a...
This feels like it's now the end of the day.
Oh, totally off subject. Did you find the pepper spray for the self-defense class tonight? No.
What are you doing?
I don't know if that was your spit or what, but there was a wet spot on your microphone and it was bothering me. I'm sorry.
It shouldn't have been spit.
I don't think it. I mean, it shouldn't have been.
No, it's just a
shame. No, it was right here.
Oh my God. Are we going to leave this in the episode?
I don't know.
All right. Were we talking about something important?
I feel like this episode's kind of like all over the place because it's just like one interruption after another, you know?
So. There's definitely one that's more notable than the other ones.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've come up with two questions in a row. Someone else can come up with one.
I don't know. It might be. I, like I said, I don't even know what's usable at this point in time, so I don't know what.
Okay. Stop right there.
Okay.
You have said at this point in time over 500 times in the podcast.
Really?
No, I just made that up because you said it again.
I mean, I didn't feel it was actually over 500 times, but I mean...
You say it a lot.
I don't even want to know how many times I've said and like.
At this point in time...
I edit those out, so...
And all right.
At this point in time or at that point in time, that's one of your favorite.
Really?
Yes. Did you know you say it a lot?
I did not. At this point in time, I had no idea. It's funny, some things that hit me, I realized when editing the podcast that I work
really
hard.
Also, honestly. Honestly is another one.
Yeah, I do. But I do believe that I have gotten better since I edit the podcast and not saying as much.
Right.
And I'm working on not saying okay as much because I realize that I do that too. So now you've given me a new thing where I'm going to start looking at going, oh man, at this point. I honestly say that a lot.
You do.
Kylie can't stop yawning though.
She yawns a lot during the podcast.
She does yawn a lot during the podcast.
I sneeze, I cough, I yawn.
This is what she adds to the podcast.
No. I go. And, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to run.
Do I have any weird things that I say a lot, or?
I don't pay attention to that kind
of
stuff.
No, you're probably the most poised and graceful of all of us.
I thought Kylie was going to say, I don't pay attention to you.
No, I don't pay attention to that kind of
stuff. Dang, Kylie. Man, that's mean.